And good morning. It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's Friday, November 19th, the 323rd day of the year, and only 42 days left for 2010. I'm your host, Len Houle. Bees, dinosaurs, and efficient homes is what's on tap for the morning magazine. Local beekeeper Tom Theobald spoke with me this morning about the pesticide clothianidin and the EPA announcement earlier that they will review the original study approving the drug. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Tom Theobald has been a beekeeper in Niwot since 1975, and in July he wrote an article called "Do We Have a Pesticide Blowout?" It's on bouldercountybeekeepers.org. Tom is hopeful that earlier this month that the EPA decided to review the study on the pesticide clothianidin. We talked this morning about the background and what's up next.
In 1994, Bayer brought onto the market the first pesticide of a family called neonicotinoids. These are chlorinated nicotine compounds. And that first one was imidacloprid. Imidacloprid was used as a seed treatment on corn and sunflowers in Europe, in the United States too, I believe, as well. And this was the pesticide that caused so many problems in France and was banned in 1999 and was subsequently banned in other countries, Germany, Slovenia, Italy. There may have been some others as well. In 2003, Bayer brought onto the market another neonicotinoid called clothianidin. The interesting thing is that it appears that clothianidin was not being brought onto the market as a result of any dire insect problem, but rather because the patent on imidacloprid was about to run out. In other words, it was brought onto the market to protect Bayer's market share.
Now, in these six-syllable words that you're using, I kind of hear the words chlorine and nicotine?
The neonicotinoids are the family of pesticides, and they are chlorinated nicotine compounds.
And those are two words that everybody knows is not good in the human world.
Much, much worse than nicotine. The neonicotinoids are one of those. We've used nicotine for hundreds of years, probably, as an insect control in gardens and on plants. And that's nicotine, just nicotine. Everybody who knows what nicotine is. Well, the neonicotinoids have been altered chemically, amped up, in other words, and the result are chlorinated nicotine compounds, neonicotinoids. Now, I'm not a chemist, so there may be a better explanation than that. Basically, that's what's going on here.
And you were like most beekeepers. I was reading about Gene Brandy in California got used to like losing 40% of their bees every spring.
That started in 2006, and David Hackenberg was the one who broke that story, and we've been facing these high losses ever since, and actually we were facing those high losses before that. It just became a national issue when David Hackenberg broke the story.
And I've read that the EPA said they would review it in 2012. Now, you say this broke yesterday.
Well, you know, I think the EPA management needs to understand that this is a national emergency and that the emergency takes precedent over their protocol. You know, it would be like our response to Pearl Harbor being, well, it's not really in the budget now, and we'll consider it in a year and a half.
So what changed yesterday?
On the 2nd of November, the scientists in the Environmental Fate and Effects Division made a decision on a proposed seed treatment using clothianidin on mustard and cotton. Initially, clothianidin had been approved in 2003 for corn and canola. Environmental Fate and Effects Division, the EFED scientists wanted to have a chronic life cycle study done prior to registration, and if it was registered, wanted to have a strong label restriction advising users of the hazard to bees. And the reason they took those steps was because of the evidence that we had from France and imidacloprid. And the concern was that we would have a repeat of that. 2 months after they made that proposal, they had their attitudes adjusted. And you should read my article if you haven't, because I pretty much lay out the timeline and the details of all of this in that. They obviously had been talked to by management, and they agreed to a conditional registration. And this has become a practice in the EPA to release these pesticides to the market with conditions, some minor, some major. In the case of clothianidin, it was a major concern. And the condition was that the life cycle study be completed within the year. What happened was that that life cycle study got put off and put off and put off, and it wasn't completed until 2006, was not reviewed by the EPA for another year and a half, despite the contention that surrounded this. They sat on it for a year and a half and then claimed that they didn't have the study. That's when the Natural Resources Defense Council filed suit for the study, and finally they divulged it. But the study was a very, very poorly done study. Scientifically, it has no value whatsoever. And as a result, at least in part of the article that I wrote in July, the EPA went back and reviewed that study as a part of their determination on this proposal to use clothianidin as a seed treatment on mustard and cotton. And what they concluded was that it was not scientifically sound.
And it sounds like to me what they might have been influenced, because Bayer Crop Science is such a big company and they were making $8.6 million a year off this product?
Oh, I think it's billions. I think millions.
Oh, it was billion, 8.6?
Oh, I think it's billions, yeah. This is a huge amount of money that's involved. Of course, all of the regulatory agencies have been influenced by the industrial lobbyists.
So,
and what they've done now is they've gone back and they've looked at this study and they've concluded that it is not scientifically sound, which means that it can't be used as a basis for the registration of clothianidin. So the original registration of clothianidin is now in question, because the contingency for registration was the completion of this life cycle study to show that it was safe. And that contingency now has not been met.
But can I still go out and buy it for my crops for this spring?
Good question. That's part of the question that's before us. Now, the EPA has determined that the study that was to be the basis for the registration of clothianidin initially in 2003 is not valid.
So have they given a timeline for what they're going to do next?
No. This is all under consideration. This is unfolding as we speak.
And, you know, you said the first study was 2006, and here we are, you know, it took them a year and a half to review it, and now they're just saying it's not valid. It sounds like by the time they might move, there won't be a bee left.
You're a smart man. Exactly. That's what I say. This has been going on for a number of years. It hasn't been addressed. And this decision, I think, is going to open Pandora's box of questions that should have been answered before this product was ever released to the market. The practice that we've seen, I asked, and the Natural Resources Defense Council asked at the same time this summer, how many of the pesticides that have come on in the market in the last 15 years have come on the market with a conditional registration? It turns out that of 94 active pesticide ingredients that have come on the market since 1997, 70% of them have come onto the market with a conditional registration. In effect, what the EPA has done is it's turned the environment into the experiment, and we've all become the experimental subjects. And the bees are just an indicator species of that. We're faced with a serious problem. The bees aren't an insignificant problem, but they're they are an indicator species, and we need to start paying attention to the way these chemicals are handled.
So what's to keep the EPA to kind of speed this up?
I don't know. And we're fast approaching the point where it's not going to matter how passionate they are or how hard they're willing to work. They simply will not be able to keep enough bees alive to make their operations economically viable.
So where's the pressure going to come to put more pressure on the EPA to move faster than their glacial pace?
I think the only option we have is the public. The public needs to understand how poorly their interests have been served here.
That was NIWAT beekeeper Tom Theobald, and his article is on BoulderCountyBeekeepers.org, where you can learn about all those multi-syllable pesticides.